Saturday, May 4th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our evening prayer hymn. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess him, glory, King of glory now. 'Tis the Father's pleasure we should call him Lord, who from the beginning was the mighty Word, humbled for a season to receive a name from the lips of sinners unto whom he came. Faithfully he bore it, spotless to the last, brought it back victorious when from death he passed, bore it up triumphant with its human light, through all ranks of creatures to the central height, to the throne of Godhead, to the Father's breast, filled it with the glory of that perfect rest. In your hearts enthrone him, there let him subdue all that is not holy, all that is not true. May your voice entreat him in temptation's hour, let his will enfold you in its light and power. Brothers, this Lord Jesus shall return again with his Father's glory o'er the earth to reign. He is God the Savior, he is Christ the Lord, ever to be worshipped, always blessed, adored. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. The man of truth welcomes the light. Alleluia. Psalm 119. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. I have sworn and have made up my mind to obey your decrees. Lord, I am deeply afflicted. By your word, give me life. Accept, Lord, the homage of my lips, and teach me your decrees. Though I carry my life in my hands, I remember your law. Though the wicked try to ensnare me, I do not stray from your precepts. Your will is my heritage forever, the joy of my heart. I set myself to carry out your will in fullness forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer. Let your word, Father, be a lamp for our feet and a light to our path, so that we may understand what you wish to teach us and follow the path your light marks out for us. And repeating the antiphon, the man of truth welcomes the light. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, God freed Jesus from the pangs of death and raised him up to life. Alleluia. Psalm 16. Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God, my happiness lies in you alone. He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood, never will I take their name upon my lips. O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup, it is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm. And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad, even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay. You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence. At your right hand, happiness forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer, Lord Jesus, uphold those who hope in you and give us your counsel, so that we may know the joy of your resurrection and deserve to be among the saints at your right hand. Repeating the antiphon, God freed Jesus from the pangs of death and raised him up to life. Alleluia. And our third antiphon, was it not necessary for Christ to suffer and so enter into his glory? Alleluia. Philippians chapter 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth, and every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, was it not necessary for Christ to suffer and so to enter into his glory? And our reading is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 through 9, chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people he claims for his own to proclaim the glorious works of the one who called you from darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Once there was no mercy for you, but now you have found mercy. In the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. When they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the Antiphon, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Paraclete, to remain with you forever. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Paraclete to remain with you forever. Alleluia. And our intercessions. In rising from the dead, Christ destroyed death and restored life. Let us cry out to him, saying, Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. You are the stone rejected by the builders, which became the chief cornerstone. Make us living stones in the temple of your church. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. You are the faithful and true witness, the firstborn from the dead. Make your church bear constant witness to yourself. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. You alone are the bridegroom of the church, born from your wounded side. Make us reveal to the world the love of bridegroom and bride. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. You are the first and the last. You are dead and are alive. Keep those who have been baptized faithful until death, that they may receive the crown of victory. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. Light and lamp of God's holy city, shine on our friends who have died, that they may reign forever. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. Now say together in Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Ever-living God, help us to celebrate our joy in the resurrection of the Lord, and to express in our lives the joy we celebrate. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.